revelation of the Father Heart of God
is the energy of faith. Why? The Father Heart of God talks about love, and love is the energy of faith. How do we grow? He says we all with open face, not faces, open face, one lens, open face, beholding us in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are changed, metamorphosed. That means the transformation is in beholding. So we must place premium on accurate revelation of God. What is the confession of the spirit of sonship? Abba, Father. That means the language of the spirit of sonship is Abba, Father. In the different areas, remember to forward the testimonies. Are you here? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tonight, I want to share with you I promised I was going to share this message with you. The conquest is in the message. That's the title of my message. The conquest, the victory is in the message. Write it. The conquest is in the message. Or you can write it, the victory is in the message. The conquest is in the message, or the victory is in the message. Now, just to give a little context to the discourse, you remember yesterday we shared on the unshakable kingdom. Hallelujah. And we went through the destiny and the ministry of man, the life and the ministry of man on the earth. Okay? As we discussed the unshakable kingdom and how that Christ is the mirror image of God. We say to know you and to know God, you must see Christ as revealed in the pages of the scriptures. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We say to know God, you have to properly dimension Jesus the Christ. We read Hebrews 1, 1 to 3. And so when you properly dimension him, you will see him as Father and as King. And I'm talking about the revelation of the fatherhood of God. Hallelujah. And the revelation of a governmental Messiah. Okay? I told you that the first layer of our revelation of the Christ, first in first, that Jesus is the central theme of scripture. And no believer is growing if they are not seeing Jesus. Okay? No church is growing if they are not seeing the Christ as revealed in scriptures. Hallelujah. Are you with me? We say Christ is the university of God. To know God, you have to know Christ. Our theology is Christology, remember? We say Christ is our perfect doctrine. Because there is no way you can understand the essence of Christianity if you are not seeing Christ in scriptures. If you have not seen Christ, or if you are not seeing Christ in scriptures. There are many things you will see when you open the Bible. There are principles. There are moral lessons. Okay? A whole lot of stuff you can see. But you see, what releases the power of God is the revelation of Jesus. Hallelujah. The location of God's glory is the face of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6. It says, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shone in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. So we said, you have to understand the message. This message of the gospel. This message of God's love demonstrated. God's fatherhood demonstrated in the coming, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We cannot emphasize it. Hallelujah. You have to learn to major in what the Bible majors in and to minor in what the Bible minors in. But unfortunately, there are people who major in what the Bible minors in. Are you with me? And then they go minor on what the Bible majors in. And that is dangerous. That is very dangerous. And is seen in the lives of people. We said the kind of impact that God can make with your life is dependent on your revelation of God, on your revelation of Christ, on your revelation of Christianity. Okay? And you shouldn't be carried away, you know, when you begin to teach the fundamentals of scriptures. There are people who just look at outward results, okay, to determine who is teaching it right. And I tell people that is very wrong. Okay? The end does not justify the means. If you get it right, you are going to have the results. But you see, you can have results that don't last. Remember, Ishmael is a result. Oh, you guys are not with me. But Ishmael was not the child of promise, meaning it wasn't the word of God, the intent, the full weight of the purposes of God that gave birth to Ishmael. But Ishmael was born anyway. And can I add something? Ishmael always goes first. Oh, come on now. Ishmael came forth before Isaac. So you have to labor, okay? For an average believer, it's a labor, I understand. But you have to make a decision that, look, I will know nothing but Christ and Him crucified. I will pay attention to get myself schooled in this new covenant. Are you with me? I will pay the price, quote and unquote, okay? I will do what it takes, that is, to see Christ revealed in my heart, to get it right from the beginning. So my engagement with Christianity is not just coming to church on Sunday and hearing nice words and just receiving blessings and going to know. I would take the time to understand what doctrine means. I would take the pain to understand what God expects me to know. And we began the discourse yesterday that the first layer is the fatherhood of God. The second layer is Christ as King. Christ as monarch. This is what forms what we call the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the victory is in this message. Now more than ever before, we need to emphasize this again and again, that the victory is in the message. You see, Satan wants you to believe that there are other alternatives. Satan wants you to believe that there is a way to help humanity outside God's provision. Satan wants you to believe that there's a way to go around your life outside the gospel. But I came to announce to you tonight and to prove to you from scriptures that your victory is in the message. There's no other way. All other ground are sinking sand, the songwriter says. Are you with me? That means God's power is only directed towards the place where the report, the message is believed. What did Isaiah say? He said, who has believed our report? To that person, the arm of the Lord, the power of the Lord is revealed, is advertised, is made known. The power is in the message. It's in the message. Are you with me? So both at personal level, okay, family level, sector level, and what we call the takeover message or the takeover agenda, the conquest is in the message. The only thing that can bring the change that you want and that you desire in your family, in the society, is the message. So the question is, are we ready to focus on the message of the gospel? Hallelujah. The Bible says in Acts chapter 19, in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. How did it prevail? How did light prevail over darkness in Ephesus? If you know anything about Ephesus, it was a city given to idolatry. But you see, it was, Paul did not find another way. He didn't look for the social work dimension. Am I talking tonight? Is it because there's something wrong with social work? No. He didn't say, okay, if we can fit Paul in this place, okay, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not primary. If we can fit the Paul in Ephesus, they'll come around to hear a message. Rather, he had God's methods. He locked up 12 people for 2 years, and when he was done, the territory was taken. I wish you are hearing me tonight. The territory was taken. Listen, believers, it's time to zero in on the message of the gospel. How do you think? Are you aware that crime is on the increase globally? Are you aware that godlessness is overwhelming this generation? Are you aware that entertainment industry has been weaponized to project values that are not consistent with the kingdom? Are you aware of that? Are you aware that what the world is cooking, if it's served to the next generation, you'll be weeping every day? But do you think, look at poverty, hunger everywhere, demonic disruption invading human civilization. They call it disruption. You think the government has the answers? Really think so?
The only solution is the gospel. The only solution is this message. Listen, evil does not stop by itself. Truth will have to respond for evil to recede. Are you here tonight? There must be a response from truth for evil to recede. Hallelujah. So we saw in that Act 19, people brought their chance magical books and burned them. We'll read it a little, just a moment from now. Now, so what was the message that Paul preached? Let me just show us this. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 4. Maybe a little further. 1 Corinthians 15, very quickly. Oh, what was the message that Paul preached? No, we'll say the message and the victories in the message. I've tried to explain it, but I want to give a little support. Okay, from scriptures. He said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, wherein you stand. So Paul is telling us the gospel he preached to them, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory, okay, what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Are you here? He said, for I delivered unto you first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That's the beginning. The sacrifice of Jesus. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. So this is the message of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the implication for the human race. Are you with me? Yesterday I told you that, look, don't listen to people that de-emphasize the fundamentals of our faith. When we talk about the forgiveness of sin and righteousness, people are saying, hey, next. There's nothing like next. It is fundamental to faith. Are you here? I told you yesterday that the understanding of righteousness is part of the skill set required to reign in life. Hallelujah. It's part of the skill set. So, this is what the message is. He brought forgiveness of sin. Ephesians, I explained that yesterday. He made eternal life possible. Oh, he says, I'm come that I may have life and have it more abundantly. John 5, 1 John 5, 11 to 13. He said, this is a record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has the life. Hallelujah. He made it possible for every man to partake of the covenant of promise. He gave us dominion over Satan, man's ancient enemies. He brought us the legal right over all the nations of the earth and over the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dominion over sin. That's part of the things that Ephesians covers. Romans 8, 2. It says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Listen, the default law on the earth is the law of sin and death. This is why leave your house and travel and come back. It won't be as clean as you left it. Hallelujah. Leave your garden and not do anything. Weed to grow. Why on the earth there's the law of sin and death. But in Christ, there's a law of the spirit of life. This is what we have in this message. Listen, we already have what we need. It's to zero in on it. That has been the problem of the church. Focusing on what God made us in. Are you with me? We have, listen, the gospel is not one of God's plans. The gospel is God's last plan. It's his last plan. He doesn't have another plan. It's God's answer for you. It's God's answer for the world. It's God's answer for your family. It's God's answer for that sickness. Is God's answer for that lack and poverty. It's amazing when believers have challenges. Maybe someone is challenged financially. Instead of zeroing in on the gospel, they go and look for the wisdom of man. But the wisdom of man has been programmed to come to naught. Are you with me? Your victory is in the message. That's where your victory is. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Oh, hallelujah. Merukapatasa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, Satan will always begin with ideological warfare. I taught on spiritual warfare, the triumphant church, whether April or May also. And I told you that most times people major in the one-on-one warfare. Okay, and they say, okay, there's warfare concerning my life. Okay, and the previous prayers, they're important. But that is level 3. Amen. I said the first level of warfare is ideological. Listen, if you don't understand that, you cannot be a spiritually intelligent believer. Part of the reason why the church almost lost a generation to Satan. You know, I was talking in church, that should be a couple of weeks ago. And I was telling them that Satan began to plan for this generation years ago. He didn't start now. What we are trying to do is to handle symptoms. Are you with me? But you see, it's time for the church to awake, to understand that, look, for anything to happen in a life, in a family, in a community, in a city, in a nation, it must begin from the seed of ideology. So the ministry of the gospel is not just to get you saved. No, I mentioned that in the morning. The ministry of the gospel after you are saved is to forge in you an ideology that is consistent with the kingdom of heaven. Are you with me? That ideology will give you a life on the earth. It will give you a world view and will determine the extent of your impact. Follow me closely. So Satan begins at the ideological level. We too must understand to respond. Don't forget that every time I talk, I'm talking both at personal level and then what God has called you to do on the earth. I'm giving you the same thing at the same time. Everything at the same time. Are you with me? So how are we to respond to this seed? Listen, why do you think you doubt God? Sometimes. Why do you think so? You think it happens by itself? You encountered something in the earth realm that Satan has planted, but you didn't know it. When you're watching a movie, and listen, every movie communicates to you a worldview. When you're watching a movie, something was planted there. When you went to the market, something was planted there. When you read the news, you watched the news, something was planted there to draw you down, acting like the gravitational pull that brings every metal down. So you now have to consciously focus on the law of the spirit of life. But just like the laws of aerodynamics, the law of lift, that even if there's gravity, an aircraft can still fly. That means you may be on earth with everything happening. If you can adjust your focus, you can still fly. Are you with me? There's no help coming from anywhere else outside the message. Let me announce to you now. There's no answer coming from anywhere else for you, for your family, for our society, for our nation, for our generation outside the gospel. You know, when I hear believers talk sometimes, it's as though we think that there is another way. There is no other way. There's no other way. I can't say it enough tonight. There is no other way. This will awaken you to hold the message. This will awaken you to propagate the message. This will awaken you to anchor your soul only to the message. Are you here? Are you aware that even the help of man, the promise of man is vain? So there's nothing in the earth realm that is worth anchoring your soul to. Absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. Three ways to engage the message for personal, generational conquest that we seek. So whatever you desire. Now, how many of you have visions for this city? For your city? For the nation? For your sector? Your response must be beyond complaining. It must be beyond complaining. I pray we get to that place tonight. Must be beyond complaining. How many of you have visions for your family? For yourself, there's a way to go about it. Don't look elsewhere. It's been packaged into the gospel, what we call the message, and delivered to you. So how do you engage? The first is to ponder the message. Ponder on the message. To ponder means to think about deeply, to reflect on. It also means to contemplate and to chew over. Okay? And it begins with your ears and your mind. Write this down. Until the gospel becomes the Lord of your ears, victory cannot be consistent. Until this message becomes the Lord of your ears, victory cannot be consistent. It can't be. And a lot of believers have their ears and minds on many other things apart from the gospel. And that is why I attempted to take my time to explain to you that the answer is not anywhere else. It's in the gospel. Your money is in the gospel. Your vision is in the gospel. Your victory is in the message. It begins with pondering. And the pondering process begins with who is the Lord of your ears. It's amazing that the things that the Lord has asked us to do, as revealed in scriptures, are not difficult. They are actually little hinges that swing big doors. For example, are you aware that the Bible is big on hearing? The Bible is so big on the hearing of faith. It's big on the hearing of faith. Now, when Mrs. Ajay was sharing her testimony, let me tell you this. One of the reasons why her life was radically transformed was the consistency of the hearing. There are many testimonies she didn't share here about career shifting completely in a short time. I was telling my wife, I said, not many people survive such transition. Amen. But it came on the wings of this consistency with the message. Listening to messages every day. Every day. Do you understand that? As a busy career person, finding her way around it. You will find your way around it when you know that there is no victory anywhere else apart from the message. You will find your way around it. Oh, you will find your way around it. If you are hungry, won't you find time to eat? You will find time to eat. So it begins with who is the Lord of your ears? Making this message the Lord of your ears. Making the gospel the Lord of your ears. How much time do you invest hearing? Sometimes we try to mechanically change this. No, God's system is behold and become. Behold and become. Behold and become. Listen, those who were healed in the Bible saw themselves healed. 90% of them. Oh, they saw it. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. She told herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. That means she relived it in her mind again and again and again and again. She saw Jesus getting her healed. And it happened as she saw. You say, we all with open face beholding us in the mirror. The glory of the Lord, we are transformed. Our job is to behold. I'm talking about pondering the message. Our job is to behold. It's not to complain. Our job is to behold. It's not to try to mechanically get things done. Our job is to behold. If you submit your ears to the gospel, victory will be consistent. Are you with me? I know the many things in our generation doesn't help. There are many distractions that hell has sponsored. You have to be strategic. You put side by side. What's valuable to you? What do you want? What do you want? You make a decision. Kennedy King will say that the price of God's power is the same thing in every generation. There's no inflation or deflation. That means it's the same thing. Total immersion. Complete indoctrination of your mind. Until, listen, pondering produces persuasion. And persuasion is the mother of results. The depth of your persuasion is the height of your impact, is the height of your result, is the height of your productivity. But see, you don't get persuaded overnight. It is pondering, staying with the message, making the gospel the Lord of your ears, until the logic of God becomes your logic. Oh, you understand what I mean by that? Listen, God has a logic. Are you listening to me? The miraculous is logical. It's just that it's logic at the higher realm. And God gave us an entrance, his word. The logos, from where got the word logic from. So the word of God is the logic of God. When you listen, and hear, suddenly you see 100 million, that's logical. Oh, are you here? Taking this sector is logical now. I'll reculture the entertainment industry. When the devil says, I little you from joy, say, yes, it's logical. I can do it. Why you have mingled with the logic of God. At this family, everybody will prosper now. You know, you are not, it's not empty talk. You have mingled with the logic of God. He becomes logical. He becomes logical. They say your village is not on the map. It makes no difference. Christ is the great equalizer. I am Malakaya. Are you here? Christ is the great equalizer. It doesn't matter where you came from naturally. The natural genealogy doesn't count. Your genealogy is shortened. I say you are of God. You came out of him. Are you with me? That is your family lineage. You are of God. You are of God. You are a God man. Do you understand? This is why we know that the answers, nations of the earth, the answers to the sectors, the industries, is with the church. We are the ones with the intelligence. I've told you, the church was designed to lead the civilization of man on the earth. It's a historical fact. I explained some of them to you yesterday. Are you here? It begins with hearing. It begins with hearing. Hearing that produces persuasion. Listen, until you are persuaded, you have not heard. You have not heard. Hey, but pastor, I've been listening to the gospel. How come I don't have persuasion? You are not staying enough now. You know what Paul say? 1 Timothy 4:15. Oh. 1 Timothy 4:15. Put it up for me. Let me read it. He said, meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all. Meditating, that's pondering. In other words, it tells you, give yourself wholly. Give yourself wholly. Give yourself wholly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give me 2 Timothy 3:14. That's the first one I wanted to read. 2 Timothy 3:14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. That means learning them is not enough. You continue. You continue. Your heart will not be assured if you are not continuing. Are you with me? 4 hours on Z Word, 30 minutes of Word, and you are complaining. 4 hours on Premiership, 20 minutes of Word. No. Your victory is in the message. Stay with the message. That means there are seasons in your life you have to sacrifice. You know, when I tell people that I used to be a football enthusiast years ago, some people find it difficult to believe because there's a pastor. Really, you? Yes, I used to be. You were sacrificed. That was what happened. We'll sit and analyze football hours after the football. Amen. You were sacrificed. I lost taste until they remind me final of Champions League. I said, it's final now. Please, let me go and watch. What is the time? Are you here? The victory is in the message. Answer is not coming from anywhere for our society. Answer is not coming from anywhere for you. So you stay on the message. You continue until your heart is persuaded. Aya. You continue until faith is born. That is persuasion. He says, you are Yameko Sebala. He said, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. A translation puts it way. He said, faith is the victory that brings the world on its knees before you in absolute surrender. That means how to Ayekobaya. Your commanding power over the world is faith. And faith is born out of persuasion. Faith is born out of persuasion. Oh, persuasions. Melo keposusha. Oh, persuasion. Listen, we cannot confront darkness without persuasions. No. We can't take cities and industries without convictions. No. Persuasion and conviction sponsors boldness and confidence. He does. He does. You can't convince me otherwise that we are not going global. Romans 1:5 runs in my blood. By him I have received grace and apostleship to make the nations obedient to the faith. For his name's sake. It runs in our blood. In this place, when we wake up, we see it. Our benediction after service is Romans 1:5. It's in our blood. We are persuaded. We may look like we are in jaws, in the cave. What's happening? Where are they? Who are they? Give us time. Oh, Meroba. We are persuaded. We're going global with the gospel. Are you here? When we're seven people inside one place, what were we saying? If you don't believe in this vision, buy TV and keep. You watch us. It's just basically 8-9 years ago. Praise God. Amen. And rightly so. We are still on TV. We are still on TV, man. I forget sometimes. Praise God. Are you here? I'm beyond TV everywhere, using new media everywhere. But you see, persuasion. Okay? Persuasion. This was the secret of the patriarch. So you ponder, you stay on the message. Because victory requires a level of confidence that only your persuasion can produce. And this is greatly lacking in our generation. It's greatly lacking in our generation. And we have to pay attention to it. Persuasion is because we don't stay on things long enough. We just think, okay. No. God is the same in every generation. Hi. Let me just drop this here. Okay. Hope you know some of the things that they are pushing on us as belief systems globally are engineered. That means it's to an end. Okay. They are not just there, okay, because they are nice. They're engineered. They want you to get lost in a 3D world until you become a zombie. They'll eat your money. They'll destroy your children, and then you're walking. What are they saying again? Are you here? Why am I saying this? The so-called short attention span, the things we give excuses for, are actually engineered. So that's, remember I told you that Satan comes ideologically first. Listen, the LGBT, I thought I was going to talk about that later, community did not start prosecuting their enterprise 3 years ago. 10 years ago. What I'm saying, they didn't begin when they came public. You will say that they began as far back as 44 years ago, from the 1970s. Are you with me? From the late 70s or so. And now they are public. Very public. Very public. Why? They have desensitized you. So when you're watching, it's like, okay, some people are just like that anyway. Hi. But the gospel is the answer. One must be ready. He begins with pondering. Stay on this word until it gives you a word for you. Number two, preach it. Preach it. Now here I'm talking about the practice of personally proclaiming the gospel as a believer. Listen, the gospel does not contain the power of God. The gospel is the power of God. The gospel is not bringing the power of God. The gospel is the power of God. That means this power is unleashed in the proclamation of the gospel. You see, many times believers are trapped in this traditional thinking that only preachers should preach, and we miss the blessing that is embedded in the injunctions of scripture when we think like that. Now, I'm talking about you personally preaching. You heard me. I'm not saying, okay, give money for preaching to be done. I will get to that point. I'm talking about you preaching. Preach it. Preach it. Proclaim it. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. There is a blessing embedded in believers preaching. Now, when Jesus gave the instruction in Mark 16, he didn't separate. He wasn't talking to evangelists and pastors. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to how many people? To every creature. You go and preach the gospel. You go and preach the gospel. I heard a minister say this, and he blessed me. He said that in the original, he was speaking from his study, that what he meant was, go about preaching the gospel, or preach the gospel as you go about your everyday business. And that is consistent with scriptures, because God doesn't want us to stop everything. No, we need chariots. But the important thing is, know that you are to preach the gospel. In Acts chapter 8, 1 and 4, in verse 1, they were scattered everyone abroad. In verse 1, they were all scattered. In verse 4, he said, everyone who was scattered went everywhere preaching. Preaching the word. That means preaching was not left to the apostles. Preaching was not left to the evangelist. Are you listening to me? You have a world that you make contact with. That means in your office, it must be evident that you have an agenda. In your office, it must be evident that you have an allegiance to Jesus and his kingdom. And nobody should be in your workplace, in your business place, in your schooling place without knowing what you represent. It's not possible. Oh, it's not possible. It's not possible. On your handle, on your status. Preach! Don't be ashamed of the gospel. There's the power in it. Preach to others and preach to yourself. Preach to your house. Preach to your bank account. Preach to your children. Preach to your wife. Preach to your husband. Preach to your siblings. Preach. I didn't plan to be a preacher. Okay. I studied medicine in school. And I have always had a childhood dream to be a professor. Okay. In UK. And UK is okay. Amen. Amen. Oh, but there was this burning. Amen. And listen, even if God didn't call me to preach full time like I'm doing, I'll still be preaching. Oh, I preached to my professor. I preached to students. I stood in front of my class and preached. I preached inside vehicles. Everywhere, in aircraft, I preached. I'll get you born again and look for a church in the city we are going. I'll hand you over. Preach the gospel. There's the power of God you can never experience in your personal life until you preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Preach it. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. You know, I tell people, those who are ashamed of Jesus don't know Jesus. Are you aware that he is the civilization of humanity? Are you aware that he's the hope of all nations? Are you aware that is eternity ahead of the best of human civilization? It's amazing when believers go to Dubai or UK, they start from me like, okay, oh, this is something new. It's inferiority complex. Are you aware? Because you are seeing dollars, you are denying Jesus. It's inferiority complex. You didn't know him. You had low self-esteem and we could not handle you before you traveled. That was the problem. Are you kidding me? That you went to London and skyscrapers became more important than Jesus. You went to London and good social amenities became more important than the gospel. You had low self-esteem. Are you here? Because if you met Jesus, he will put springs in your steps. If you knew Jesus, he will give you an appropriate self-esteem. Are you listening to me? It doesn't matter where you are in the world. You know the king lives on your inside. All this because you went to Europe. Is God real? Is God, what kind of nonsense is that one? It's okay, prayer. You are praying too much. We're starting a monthly meeting for UK next year. Amen. We have a lot of people from UK. Just on Zoom. Are you here? A lot of our brethren are there, relocated there. And then we have other people following us from UK. Very surprisingly. Amen. But home being just. Amen. We are going to the nations. Are you here? Glory to God. So preach the gospel. Preach it. Proclaim it. Everywhere you go, proclaim it. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. The power. The Bible says, he pleased God that through the foolishness of preaching, he may save those who believe. That means the power for salvation. The power for deliverance. The power for healing. The power for prosperity is locked in the proclamation. When you begin to proclaim it, you begin to prosper. When you begin to proclaim it, you begin to experience salvation. Are you with me? There's a glory, a dimension of God that is reserved for those who proclaim the gospel. Give messages out. Are you with me? Disciple people, indoctrinate them. Be bold about the gospel. What did Paul say? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. For therein the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Are you here tonight? Preach it. Don't hide your faith. Use every available means. Preach it. Preach it. Ah, this is how God will increase your influence. Amen. So pick the basic skills of preaching. We did a message, the wisdom of a soul winner. We have many messages. Pick it, preach it to. I'm telling you. Listen, there are more sinners where you interact. There are people that the pastor or the evangelist will never reach to preach. Are you with me? And God is counting on you. But see, if you're a believer who does not understand this thing, how can you save them? You're on a flight with someone from Abuja to Abu Dhabi, and the person is dying the next day, and you are the only connection to salvation. Are you here? And you want to leave it for preachers? No. Number three, push it. Propagate it. This is where I'll land. This is supposed to be the crux of my message tonight. On there. Push it. Propagate it. Propagate the gospel. In case you've not been told, your life doesn't amount to much if you are not living for an agenda. You can write it somewhere. Your life doesn't amount to much if you're not living for an agenda. Listen, there's a difference between fame and greatness. Fame is temporary popularity. Okay? Greatness is enduring relevance. And listen, your relevance is connected to the agenda that you push. So I'm not talking about being a regular Christian. No. I'm not talking about coming to church. No. I'm not even talking about preaching it to your neighbors. No. I'm talking about being part of the agenda to propagate the gospel globally. Are you with me? This is the only way we are going to take systems, cities, and sectors. I mentioned in the morning that the gospel is not readily available yet. It's not readily available. It's not. It's not. You see, God is not telling us to make the gospel acceptable. He's telling us to make the gospel available. Are you with me? That means most times we are concerned, okay, would they accept the gospel? Do they like us? Are they interested? Is it trending? Listen to me. The gospel is like a lion. You don't need to kill the prey for it. Give it the prey. It will kill it by itself. The gospel has inherent power to bring transformation. Our job is to put it out. Oh, are you with me tonight? Our job is to propagate it. And listen, money always comes to people with an agenda. With an agenda. Positive or negative, money follows agenda. You know, why? It is amazing. For a movie, they put $200 million as budget, my production budget, minus marketing budget. Marketing budget is $100 million. That is total $300 million was put into a two-hour movie because the people believe in what they are selling. Do we believe in the gospel? And then you are telling me there's an amount too big for the gospel. Are you kidding me? You are telling me there's an amount too big for the gospel. Then you don't know Jesus. You know, somebody said, okay, why do you carry millions to buy screen, LED screen? You are far. Listen, LED screen that they used to cover stadium. You didn't know during the lockdown. They used LED to cover stadium so that people's faces can be there to create a presence of fan. Football. But after you have watched, all you have left is memory, no impact. And then for the gospel. We have not started now. When you see the way we use money in the days to come, if you are not with us, you'll be angry. You'll be angry. A movie, $200 million. And guess what? They made the money back. Because if you believe in your agenda enough to sponsor it, F will reward you. There's a law in the universe. It will bring it back to you. It will bring it back to you. That means if you believe the gospel enough to push it, if you know that, look, there is no other answer to the social issues we have, to the political issues, are you with me? To the generational issue we have, apart from the gospel, you will sponsor it, you will publish it, you will empty your account and put inside. The only reason you put money behind is to multiply the money to give more. Oh, are you here? It's okay, Pastor, I need to multiply this one. That's why I'm keeping it. Apart from that, money is not to lie down in the beach and count the number of sands on your lap. No. No, 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 no. Are you here? It's to push an agenda. Listen, the higher you go in life, the more you are interested in the destiny of humans. They truly, can I talk to you? That means people who are truly wealthy are people who are interested in the destiny of other men. Apart from that, you are a decorated poor man, a decorated poor woman. You may have millions in your account. Oh, are you with me? You may have nice cars, live in a nice house. If you have not crossed over to where your life is about sponsoring an agenda. You know how many billions have been put into LGBT agenda? Islamization agenda? Are you with me? Secular humanist agenda? Occultic agenda? Do you know how many billions of dollars? Are you here? What agenda are you pushing? Listen, only two things are happening in this world. Only two things. They are not three. Only two things are happening in this world. Number one, the advancement of the kingdom of God. And number two, the antagonism of that advancement. You are either, when you do, see, when you sit down and stream something that is useless, you are building Babylon. When you sit down, instead of giving to the gospel, you put your money on things of the earth, you are building Babylon. You are part of the antagonism. There is no fence. Let me add this. When you are passive, you are helping the devil. Because Satan depends on your passiveness to propagate his agenda on the earth. Why God depends on you being active with the message to propagate his agenda on the earth. Are you with me? Who put the gospel out? A lot of people are not saved because the gospel is not out. And I told you, he's not trying to say, we should force them to accept. No, no. Our job is to make it available. Listen, every human on earth will come to crisis. Every human on the earth. But at the moment of crisis, what do they turn to? Have we made the gospel available nearby? Have we made it accessible? Is it close to where they are? When they're in a moment of crisis, this is our job. It's our job. Are you with me tonight? Why God wants to give you a voice in politics is to move this agenda. The reason why God wants to give you a voice in that sector is to move this agenda. He wants to give you a voice in the nation. Are you with me? Is to move this agenda. He does not have plan B. In the grand scheme of things, so I just mentioned 200 million for a movie, $300 million in naira, that's 150 billion naira. Am I right? For a movie. So how much is 10 million? So those are the people you are dealing with. Oh, Rabba. They are confident enough to inject capital. Next year, March, I'm going to teach you on mechanizing global harvest. It's a message God has given for the body of Christ. Are you here? It's time to stop fishing with hook, line, and sinker. You know hook? If you want to fish with hook, can you find, what do you call this? Can you find dolphins there? Are you here? Glory to God. Give a shout if you are getting blessed. Give a true shout if you are getting blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are God's partners on the earth. What did he say? Psalm 68, right? Verse 12. He said, the Lord gave a word. Great. Verse 11. The Lord gave a word. Great was the company. The Hebrew word there is army. It's not army, Sabaoth, army. He said, great was the army that published it. That means it takes a militant approach to do these things. Militant approach. In the military, there's focus. There's dedication. There's discipline. Are you aware? There's sacrifice. Great was the company. That means God has locked your greatness into your participation in publishing the gospel. He has locked it inside. Oh, an army is rising from this place. And from the nations of the earth. Who know nothing but the agenda of the gospel. Who are not trying to have another plan, but are completely sold out. The reason they want to rise is the gospel. The reason they want to be billionaires is the gospel. Are you with me? The reason they want to win the election is the gospel. Are you with me? The reason they want relevance in any space is because of the gospel. Making the gospel available. Oh, hallelujah. Making the gospel available. Making it readily available. Well, I wish I had time tonight to extract Acts 19. But in Acts 6 verse 7, we saw that the word of God prevailed. The number of disciples multiplied. They took the city. They filled Jerusalem with their doctrine. Why they pushed the word out? The conquest is in the message. You know, sometimes when you talk about takeover of first an industry, people are looking for human wisdom. Okay, if you can do it. No. The victory is in the message. If you can make the gospel available, the gospel has inherent power to bring the transformation in that family, in that sphere, in that industry, in that city. Are you with me? It takes commitment to push this thing. It takes a big mind. So when you sit down, renew your mind. You know what you're doing. There's a time I flew to Dubai for retreats. And I paid a ticket that was excruciating. You understand? I think it's excruciating. And it was deliberate. I was tired of seeing Jaws. Are you here? I did it for the gospel. Because passion for soul is not enough. You can go and win one soul and go back home. You have not done anything. That's best and famine. Best and famine. Are you here? But once the pictures change. No, think about it. Why would somebody put $300 million into a movie? Do your Nollywood people do that? Are you with me? Are you here? Acts 19, verse 9 and 12. I'm rounding up. I'll read something to you, and then we'll. Oh, glory to God. Are you blessed tonight? Are you blessed tonight? And the anointing of God's Spirit is here. The anointing of God's Spirit is here. Hallelujah. Paul wanted to take Asia. He began with 12 men. Imagine just seeing 12 men having a meeting every day. You will think they are joking. Imagine your conclusion. I told you that Ishmael usually goes first. That means using human methods sometimes may look as though, okay, there's a vibe around it. But Ishmael will always bring bondage. You will learn to stick with the message and build with it. That was what Paul did, and that's what I wanted to see. The conquest being in the message. The victory. You're a pastor here, you want to take the city. Your weapon is the message. Your victory is the message. Are you listening to me? No, listen, tonight I can't tell you, okay, 5 keys to your breakthrough. I won't do that. If you catch this message, you have all the keys. You have all the keys. Oh, yes, you do. You have all the keys. Oh, the gospel of the Lord Jesus. You know, I tell people who complain, am I gifted? Am I talented? I say, how talented is God? He's living on your inside. How gifted is God? He's living on your inside. So all this, brother, can I preach well? Am I talented? No. God lives on your inside. He's the wrong focus. Turn the focus on the one dwelling within. Focus on the one dwelling within. Paul wanted to take Asia. Maybe Ephesus, and then he took over the whole of Asia. He locked 12 disciples. Preaching and praying, indoctrinating them. We call it total immersion. If you know anything about Paul's teaching, he can teach for 24 hours. Go and read Acts 20. Just immense. When Paul will go to, we call total immersion that we have in our ministry. Just 10 hours. Pray, hear word, and go home. Because partial contact cannot make disciples. You know partial contact. When wire is touching, you can't charge. Do you understand? You can't do serious stuff. No, he can't make disciples. He can't make disciples. You want an apostolic generation to rise. You will stay with the message, sir. Oh, you will stay with the message. You will insist on the potency of this message. You won't cut corners. Paul stayed for 2 years. Talking to 12 people, maybe more people join later. It made no difference. Every day in the school of Tyrannus, when he was done, le prosgiba, he began by an accentuation of the anointing for miracles. The Bible says special miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul. Handkerchiefs and aprons got the sick healed, checked out devils. And then the next thing that followed, we heard that in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Excuse me, from 12 people meeting in one place, teaching word, why? The conquest is in the message. Hi, I wish you are catching this message tonight. It's in the message. The victory is in the message. You are sitting out every day listening to word. It's as though you are jobless. It's as though you don't know the next step to take. Praying in the Holy Ghost, listening to word, having fellowship, listening to the gospel. And it's as though everybody has gone. Listen, go and ask Ahab and Elijah. It is not who left first. It is on whose head the hand of the Lord rests. It's not who left first. First things first. The conquest is in the message. Satan will play you like Ludo if you don't set you down on the message. Are you with me? Stay! That's what the victory is. That is where the takeover is. That means in that industry. And what I'm saying is all the shout, God has given me entertainment industry. God has given me media, art and entertainment, politics. What we are saying is make sure you are sponsoring the gospel in that space. That's what we are saying. Because the victory over that sector is in the message. It's in the message. Paul did not stop at Ephesus. The Bible said all of Asia. He took Asia. He took everywhere. He took it. Be a publisher of this message. If the world is ready to put billions into what they believe, what are you ready to put into what you believe? It's not complaining. Publish the message. Are you here? Publish the message. You know, a communist, you need to get this. This is part of my last stuff. A communist loyalist, that's a Karl Marx follower, okay, who was once a nominal Christian and then got carried away, started following Karl Marx in the prime of his age, said this, and this is, I'll just read it out for you. He said, if the tenet of the Bible is truly followed, it will create a better society than the theories of Marxism. But that will not happen. This was what offended me. He said, but that will not happen because the average Christian will not be willing to give his last dime for the truth and the tenet of the gospel of Jesus to be preached, whereas the communist will be ready to sell all that he has to make sure everyone hears and knows about communism. What an insult. What an insult. I did a study on communist propaganda. You see, in the early 60s, within a few years, they put billions. Just China and Russia, which are the communist nations, the leading communist, just the two countries, put billions of dollars into sponsoring communist ideology outside their country. Not the money they put within, outside their country. In a couple of years, billions of dollars, until America began to fight communist ideology. Almighty America. Because whoever is ready to propagate his own agenda, to put money in his own agenda, will take the lead. Are you with me? Now you understand prosperity message. Now you understand prosperity message. Now you understand why we say money cometh. While we talk about the prosperity of the believer, you can see the context. You can see the context. People are rugged with what they believe in. A believer can keep million in church. His pastor is looking for money to do basic things. He will not release it. And he comes to club by he loves Jesus. He's not sold out to an agenda yet. And it may not be millions. Yours may be 100,000. Are you here? Once you are sold out, you are sold out. And remember I told you, why are these guys in the world confident to put money? There is a law that brings back to you. Every time you sponsor what you believe, you must have it back. You don't even need to be a Christian. How much more a believer? It's a law on the earth. You are bold enough to get interested in something that is beyond you. You can't lack. You can't lack. Now you see why you should not be sick. Oh, there's no time to be sick. There's a gospel to preach. Oh, you are not hearing me. Now you see why you should not be afflicted. There's no time for oppression. There's a gospel to propagate. Are you with me tonight? Now you see why you can't be small. You can't be small. $200 million. And then you are shaking when they mention 10 million. You'll be angry and lock yourself up and say, Lord, this prosperity thing, once and for all, I cannot be looking for 10 million. No, Malako Sebia. You gather all the books. So your labor now is a labor of love. You are not looking for money to buy a new car. No, there's an agenda. David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason?
Is there not
an agenda? Speak in tongues where you are.
That means the bandit terrorizing everybody. If the gospel had reached them, it wouldn't have happened. Are you with me? And the government does not have the answer. The church does. And the conquest, the victory, is in the message. Rise to your feet, speaking in tongues.
Just play softly. It can go louder. I can't hear you. Oh, have you been blessed tonight? What a night, what a night. Just speak in tongues. In the barakosushata. Ilamako senile koposa. Inamoko.
Endosika borosi shetolo perina kosa. Hom de lira soshta poraba. In the labaros and the nebosa. In the labosa.
You can be writing in your expectation card. We are closing shortly. Be writing in your expectation card. Okay, be writing your expectation card. Write your expectation as you are speaking in tongues. The fire of God will engulf them. Through those cards, I will minister to many things at the same time. Because of our time. I will minister to many things. What are your expectations about your ministry, business, spiritual life, destiny? From the outpouring. Your expectations of impartations, your expectations of miracles, mighty miracles at the outpouring. The Lord promised us. And tonight is one of the high points. High points. What do you need? Write it down.
Praise Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the end of every day. Praise Adonai. All the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints sing. Praise Adonai. Are you ready? From the rising of the sun to the end of every day. All the nations of the earth, all the angels of the sea, hey, praise Adonai.
You can lift your expectation, cast
from the rising of the sun to the end.
Online, write your expectations and leave them.
Hey, hey. All the nations of the earth, all the angels of the sea.
Just wave them.
Hey! From the rising of the sun to the end of every day. Praise Adonai. All the nations of the earth. For the angels are
supposed Adonai. Lift them up. Lift them up. Miracles are happening. Miracles. Testimony. Keep waving and keep singing.
nations are called to testimony. Expectations high. I'm hoping you have written your heart desires there. Whatever you need, healing in your body, fruit of the womb, a job, a fresh fire upon your walk with God, whatever you need, an opening in business, an international opening, a new anointing for ministry, a fresh grace, liba kapa, ina, whatever you need. They have to subdue territories. Whatever you need, write it and raise it up. Inamaka, speak in tongues. Where you are, speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Strings. Speak in tongues. Liga baradokopa. The anointing of God's Spirit is already here. Lebero kapato selie kopata. O nebero kapa. Those expectations are turned to testimonies. Some of you, as the power of God comes upon you, that is your testimony coming upon you. Mary says, how shall this thing be? See, I know not a man. And the angel told her, he said, don't worry. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. Then that which looks impossible suddenly shall become possible. That means the power coming upon you is making the impossible possible. Keep waving them. Keep waving them. Keep waving them. Keep waving them. Bodies are getting healed. Bodies are getting healed. And natural interventions. Miracles, marital miracles, business miracles, healing miracles, family miracles, job miracles, financial miracles. They are happening now for you. In the name of Jesus, every supernatural intervention that you need in your life, in your body, in your ministry, in your eyes, in your heart. They say your eyes cannot see anymore. They say this is the diagnosis. You have an infection. Whatever it is, any area where you need supernatural intervention, in your finances, I stand tonight. In your ministry, I stand tonight. By the power vested on me as a prophet over this house, I decree and declare that those expectations turn to testimonies. In the name of Jesus, that intervention comes to you speedily. In the name of Jesus, you will carry your babies. You will carry your babies. You will deliver my testimony. That money has come. That gate has opened. In the name of Jesus. That sickness is ejected out of your body in the name of Jesus. That affliction is terminated in Jesus. Every devil, lift your hands, that says nobody shall rise in that family. Every devil that places the demonic embargo, that says people should not go beyond here or there. I stand tonight. It doesn't matter what altar, the names that be carried to, I'm praying for families. Every limitation upon your house, upon your family, I release fire upon altars of darkness. 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 From this holy altar, let those demonic places catch fire. Some of you, you have labored and it's as though things divert your money. There are some of you, you will do things, it's about to go through and suddenly something will happen. Lift your hand, everyone. I speak in the name of Jesus. With this utterance of the mighty, I am just like the rod of Moses, swallowed up the serpent of the magicians. Every power of hell polluting your destiny, your finances, your ministry, your health, your marriage. I stand here tonight by this utterance of the mighty. I swallow them up. In the name of Jesus, those powers are broken. In the name of Jesus, every gate that should be open to you by now, Liba Kobaliaka, I stand upon this altar. I command them Ephata. I command them be open. Gates of golden opportunities be open. Gates of influence be open to you. Gates of wealth be open to you. Gates of progress. Gates of money. Gates of strategic access. Shepela, they are open. You will return from this place. You hear me? And those you've been trying to call will begin to call you. I don't know who that word is for. Those who've been trying to call will begin to call you. In the name of Jesus. Listen, I told you part of the anointing upon me is marketplace placement. Marketplace penetration. Lift your hands. Businessmen, career, student, whatever category, ministry. You are in one form of business or the other. Lift your hand. I see strategic placement. I see strategic placement for the kingdom, for the glory of God. I see strategic placement. I see strategic placement in the name of Jesus. The kings of those sectors are sending for you. The kings of those industries are sending for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the excellency of wisdom will speak through your mouth in the name of Jesus. You are leaving this place with voicing. The Lord has given you a mouth and a wisdom that no adversary can stop, that no adversary can gainsay, no system can refuse. In the name of Jesus, what you say that I will do, it is what you say that I will do. In the name of Jesus, I lift your hands. I give you commanding power over sectors, over industry, over cities, over nations. In return commanding power from tonight. Hear me. The Lord has set your hand over the seas. He has established your feet upon the mountains. That means he has given you influence over people. He has given you authority over systems. In the name of Jesus. Pela kopa, tia kopa. Inamaranongo sila kombra dilapa. Ileponda, keep your hands lifted. I see in the next 3 minutes, I see spiritual gifts being activated. Yes, lift your hands. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, workings of miracles, visions, and the power of God will rest upon people. I know there are at least 20. I don't know what we're going to do. But in the name of Jesus, are you ready for this? I see activations. Activations from within. Activations of giftings. Hear me. These giftings that will place you in the marketplace, they are for your advantage. It's not to shine in church. No. He says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with that. Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let those fountains in your spirit be loose. the fountains of the prophetic, the fountains of the power gift, the fountains of the revelation gift, the fountains of utterance, in the name of Jesus, like fire, let it rest on people all over the hall, outside, online, like fire, like fire, like fire, like fire, bring them out, like fire, fire, let it rest on them. Those gifts will give you the advantage in the marketplace. We are talking about manifestations of the Spirit in the marketplace. Receive. 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 I know you are here. Softly, very softly. Blazing holy fire. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here. You are here to lift us higher. Lift your hands. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here. Flowing like a river. I know you are here. Precious Holy. I know you are here. You are here to stir revival. I know you are here. All of you, lift your hands. Precious Holy Spirit. Lift your hands. Where you coming to the front? Just give it. Stand here. Let me pray for you. I'm seeing a star being shot. I'm seeing the angels blowing trumpets. When I saw you, I see the angel of the Lord blowing trumpet. And the Lord is saying, I'm announcing you. I have kept you, I'll preserve you in the game. So that the corruption in that place will not touch your soul. But now you are ready, see the Spirit of God. From here, he will shoot you forth as his arrow, as his star girl. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God come upon you. Let the nations open. Jesus! Jesus! It's time. It's time. It's time. Just keep out there. Everybody here, lift your hands. Hinamaka to the back. Are you ready? It's a night of impartations. There are things that come to you by prophecy. There are things that come to you by the laying on of hands. Words will go forth. And everybody here, lift your hands. In the name. By the power of the Spirit. Let the fire, let the fire, let the fire of impartations begin to burn. At the count of three, let the fire of impartation begin to burn. Let it place you. Let it shoot you. Let it propel you forward. Let it break barriers. Let it lift you. Let it lift your family. Let it give you a voice. 1, 2, 3, 10, 10. In the name of Jesus. 10. Malaka. Imanoko, Leberomodo, Sabat, take, Kilamaka, take, Palagabaya, take. Yes, yes, that space is open to you. Go and win. Go and win. Debbie, go and win. 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 Abuja is subdued. Go and win in the name of Jesus. Go and win. Go and win. Go and win. Go and win. Lift your head. Do you want the fire of partitions? In the name of Jesus. Bani come. Malakopoto. Melika. You have entered the millions. I'm seeing you playing with millions. Malakos. Ligabosa. Ligabosa. Liba. I see you preaching. Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Liba, let the fountain of your spirit be loose. Go and win. Lift your hands. The Lord says, go and win. Jesus. Malakopa, lift your hands everywhere. Let the power of God reach you. Let the power of God reach you where you are. Inamarokopa, go and win. Go and win. Go and win. Go and win. Lift your hands. go and win. Oh, it's bread before you. Can you lift your hands over here? Let me just release this thing. Ina poroba kosa. Hemja. Pastor Kaliko. I'm seeing a lion rise from within you. And I'm seeing you quenching and subduing scourgings of the tongue. I'm seeing tongues rising against you, speaking words. But by the power of the Spirit from this place, they are quieted at once. At once, they are quieted. And you are rising like a lion, eating them all up. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you leave this place prevailing at the gate of the city. You leave here with your hands upon the seas, your feet established over the mountains. In the name of Jesus, you leave here commanding wealth, commanding resources. Let the anointing of prosperity upon me, let it come upon you from henceforth. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the earth respond to you with her increase. Jesus, with her increase, with her increase. Stein, come. Pastor Stein, come. I'm seeing multitudes of young men running around you. I'm seeing them running around you. And the Lord said, troops are coming out of you. Troops. Troops that will proclaim this gospel. Troops. Liba kopataya. You are taking root downward. It's time to bear fruit upward. The Lord says, everything you have done before is like milk teeth. They are falling off. Now the permanent teeth are growing. Jesus. Pastor Charles, come. I'm saying the Lord, keep the tongues in your mouth. No, you can't stand. So that the power of God can hit you where you are. Lift your hands. I'm saying the glory of God overwhelm you. I'm seeing your fragrance change completely from this meeting. A new fragrance is oozing out of you, commanding a new body language from this city. In the name of the Lord Jesus, fresh fragrance. That ministry has changed. By the time I'm coming to minister in your church, the things I'm speaking will begin to happen. It would have started happening even before I come. By this time next year, it is with tears in your eyes you'll give testimonies. Lift your hands. I see supernatural placement. I see somebody jumping steps. The Lord skipping steps. Lift your hands, everyone. I don't know who it is, but I'm seeing protocols be suspended. Time being shorted. Protocol be suspended. I don't know who is calling for this. Protocol is being suspended. Time is being compressed for you, for that vision, for that request. Protocol is being suspended. Time is compressed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take. Let the fire of impartation rest upon you. Let the fires of impartation rest upon you. Let the fires of impartation rest upon you. At the count of three, like white fire. Some of you feel like running. I wish ushers are ready to catch you. Some of you, to be a shout. Yes. Some are below. Help them. Help. I see a new glory. New glory. Chris Domanan, come. New glory. Help them. New glory. Elamanano, Kenamanane. Seminano, Kemano. I see a new season. I see a new anointing coming upon you. I see the angel of the Lord anointing you when I saw you. I know you have ordination this year, but God is about to fast track your walk with Him and the manifestation of the things He has put within you. I see a fast track. Power! Power! Let the fires burn from within your belly. I see the city takers anointing upon you. I won't be surprised if God tells me to send you to a city to take it. I see it burning. I'm seeing your leg on the pulpit and in the marketplace. And I'm seeing you carrying both with effectiveness and efficiency. Now, if you are sick in your body, put your hand there. If you are sick, we're going to pray two prayers. Sick in your body here. And then you will call those who are sick, who are not here. You will put them on phone. And the healing power of God will reach them where they are. It will touch them right away. It's something we have seen happen again and again. Yes. 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 Where they are. All right. So you are here. You are sick in your body. Put your hand there. There are going to be instant miracles. And there are miracles you have to check and confirm. One of the testimonies I saw online. Okay. Someone who has cervical. Is it lumbar spondylosis? Also, I saw somebody giving testimony online. How many of you watch it online? It's for online community. They can play some of those testimonies maybe tomorrow. Okay. Came for pouring some years ago. God healed. Went to the doctor. They did x-ray and couldn't find anything. Amen. Are you here? We have many testimonies. Lift your hands. Put one hand in that place. Sorry. The hand where you need healing. Now, if it's in a place where you can't put your hand, put your hand on your chest and you can lift the other hand. Believe God. It's something we have seen work. We are not test running. Believe God. Put your hand where you are. Put your hand where you are. Put your hand where you are. Hand of the Lord will come upon you. The healing virtues of the Spirit. If it's your eyes, partial deafness, blindness, short-sightedness, cataract, whatever it is, put your hand. You're watching online, you can do the same thing. You need a fruit of the womb, put your hand on your womb. You're watching online, you're believing God to be pregnant. It's something you have seen in this place. Again, another outpouring testimony of 3 years ago also. Is it 3 or 2 years ago? Put your hand there. Put your hand there. Put your hand there. For you first, for those who are here. Hinamara kosashata. Meno keprodi keposta. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He healed yesterday, is healing today. Part of what his sacrifice paid for is your healing. Put your hand there. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I take authority over every sickness, every disease, every infirmity in this hall or following online right now. I take authority over paralysis. I take authority over pelvic infection. I take authority over ulcers. I take authority over deafness. I take authority over hearing impairment. I take authority over infections. I take authority over heart conditions. I take authority over every seeking devil. I take authority over every disease in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, monarch of the universe, I command you now, get out of their bodies, get out of their minds, get out of their loins, get out of their chest, get out of their blood, get out of their systems, in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of the Lord invade their bodies now. Ema kopati le kombre di le kosa. Who commanded the pain and it comes? Who says the pain and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Every verdict, medical verdict, and it's as though it's final. I don't know who that is. They have said you can't cross this. I take authority over that verdict now. I command it turn around. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everyone believing God for the fruit of the womb. I speak as a prophet of God. By this time next year, come with your babies. by this time next day, come with your babies. Hear my word. I speak for God. By this time next day, come with your babies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can begin to check your bodies. Miracles are happening. That woman, let her come. Let me pray for her. Let her come. Let me pray for her. Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. Check your bodies. Check your bodies now. Do what you could not do before. Do what you could not do before. And if you receive an instant healing, you are seeing something happen in your body, just run now celebrating. Check your body now. Check your bodies now. Check your bodies now. Check your bodies now. We're wrapping up now. Check your bodies.
God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.